This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The primary is over, and the voters, you, decided who would advance to the November competition. How many of you, though, were influenced by ads by third-party groups who were either trying to entice you to vote for their favorite candidate or vote against another? Probably quite a few. The groups, PACs, and other political committees spent millions in their efforts and in some cases won big. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
One political committee, New Mexicans for Progress, spent $163,000 in the last week of the campaign. That's right, the last week. New Mexicans for Progress is funded by your favorite electric company, Public Service Company of New Mexico's parent, PNM Resources. The committee's efforts were primarily directed toward two Public Regulation Commission seats. PRC, of course, regulates PNM. PNM Resources said, sure, we're funding it. Our shareholders did, not our customers. They said they were, quote, exercising its right to participate in the political process as other groups and organizations do, end quote. Many other groups were involved in the primary, trying to get a legislator or another elected. While they also spent lots of money, New Mexicans for Progress ponied up $180,000 in the last month of the campaigns and paid about $163,000 to Jay McCleskey's company. He's the primary advisor to Governor Martinez. The reports filed with the Secretary of State didn't say for which candidates the money was spent, but it did include ads supporting moderate Democratic PRC candidate Sandy Jones and opposing incumbent Steve Fishman, a progressive Democrat. Fishman won and will go up against Ben Hall, a former PRC commissioner, on November 6th. More after this. Progress New Mexico's money came both from PNM Resources, $440,000, and Ohio-based American Electric Power Service Company, which chipped in some $85,000. Not everyone liked the idea of PNM getting involved. Ben Shelton, Conservation Voters New Mexico, said, quote, it was deeply troubling to see a regulated utility like PNM put that sort of money into selecting its own regulators, end quote. They, however, also put up a bunch of money to oppose some and support other candidates for the PRC. They added up $58,000. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
This may actually be one of the first times, at least in recent memory, where a company like PNM has admitted to putting up money to influence a campaign. But the opponents of everything PNM does get involved, so why not them? This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.